From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Rebecca Smith. Boone County is preparing for the upcoming municipal elections, which include voting on seats for school board, city council, and mayors. KBIA's Emily Aiken has a roundup of what to expect on April 2nd.
Boone County voters have decisions to make this election for school board seats, mayoral seats, and city council members. Boone County Clerk Brianna Lennon says she expects about 15% voter turnout, typical for municipal elections.
This is my first election as clerk, so overall I've found everything to be very interesting, and I'm really looking forward to the fast pace and voter turnout that we're going to see next Tuesday.
Board of Education seats are on the ballot for Columbia, Southern Boone County, Hallsville, Centralia, Harrisburg, New Franklin, North Callaway, and Fayette. Mayors will be elected in Columbia, Centralia, Rocheport, and Sturgeon. City council seats are being decided in Columbia, Ashland, Centralia, Hallsville, Rocheport, and Sturgeon. Polls will be open from 6 in the morning to 7 p.m. on April 2nd. Emily Aiken, KBIA News.
A Missouri lawmaker from the Kansas City area has been hospitalized following a car accident. University Hospital confirmed that Lee's Summit representative Rebecca Raber was in critical condition as of this morning. Missouri State Highway Patrol records show the 60-year-old was driving eastbound on US 50 around noon yesterday when her sedan crossed the center line and she hit an oncoming car traveling west. The 58-year-old man driving the other car was taken to Bothwell Hospital in Sedalia for minor injuries. Missouri House lawmakers have passed legislation to allow public schools to offer elective social studies classes on the Bible. The Republican-led House voted 95-52 to pass the bill yesterday. Some critics argued that public K-12 schools can already teach about the Bible and other religious texts, but Republican bill sponsor Representative Ben Baker says current law has sometimes been interpreted to mean full courses on the Bible are not permitted. Baker says his bill is aimed at clarifying that those classes are allowed in Missouri. Missouri House lawmakers previously voted down a proposal to specify that schools can also offer courses on the Book of Mormon. The bill now heads to the state Senate for consideration. Levees shored up by sandbags are holding back the flooding Missouri River east of Kansas City as high water levels make their way downstream. The river crested this morning in the Missouri town of Waverly at a record high. About 140 volunteers are sandbagging to protect the K-12 building for the school district in nearby Norbourne. Water levels are also high in the Mississippi River, which was expected to flood some parks and railroad tracks as it crests today. The crest will move on Thursday to St. Louis and Sunday to Cape Girardeau, although no major damage is expected in those cities. Already about 20 levees have been breached in Missouri, Iowa, and Nebraska. Three have died from flooding, and there has been widespread damage of farmland. The Missouri House is moving forward with plans to spend $100 million on roads and bridges. A budget proposal up for consideration today in the Republican-led House would use unearmarked general tax revenue to pay for infrastructure repairs. The plan is an alternative to Republican Governor Mike Parson's plan to borrow roughly $350 million for bridges. House Budget Committee Chairman Cody Smith says he intends to set aside another $100 million for roads for the next several years. He says doing that will save an estimated $100 million in interest that the state would face under Parson's borrowing plan. Several Democratic critics today said Smith's plan would take money from the same pot that's used to pay for public education, public defenders, and care for people with developmental disabilities. I'm Rebecca Smith, KBIA News, Columbia.